Hi, this is Monty Guild on January 12, 2018. Happy New Year, and today I'd like to talk about global manufacturing data. It turns out that 2017 was a good year for global manufacturing, and all indications are that it's going to be an even better year in 2018. 2018 has seen much more expansion of manufacturing within the United States, jobs moving from Mexico to Michigan for auto manufacturing, and new plant being set up by Japanese companies in Alabama. As a result of this, there is going to be more U.S. automobile manufacturing in 2018, and the indices that determine how much manufacturing is going to be done globally have also skyrocketed to recent highs. I'm looking here at a chart which describes what's going on in Europe. Germany, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Poland, all standouts within Europe. Within Asia, purchasing manager indices are at the highest rate they've been for years. Manufacturers will raise prices and their currencies are rising. So that makes it more expensive for Americans to buy manufactured goods abroad, but a weaker dollar makes it more attractive for Americans to manufacture goods here and sell them abroad. And that's exactly what we expect to be happening this year. Boeing is getting massive orders for its new planes. Other weapons manufacturers in this country are getting massive orders from foreign governments for their planes. All kinds of equipment manufacturing like Caterpillar and people used for infrastructure, mining manufacturing equipment, oil drilling equipment is in demand. All kinds of machines used within the factory and robots used within the factory are being created and sold. There will be more robots operating in factories doing routine work jobs that people find tedious and boring, and people will be upgraded and trained into more technologically sophisticated repair and maintenance jobs on those machines and software jobs providing the programming for those machines. So even though robots and machines will be coming into the U.S. factory, it will not be destructive for U.S. factory jobs. It's just that the quality of U.S. factory jobs will become more technical and more sophisticated and more less dangerous, physically dangerous, than they had been in the past. Altogether, we're quite happy with the outlook for manufacturing U.S. and abroad. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.